We're just going to continue with halachot of Shavuot. If we're going to be learning on the night of Shavuot, and then every single while throughout the night we are going to want to drink, whether it's tea, coffee, or other foods that we're going to have in the middle, so even if there's going to be more than a Shah Metzah, more than an hour and a half, right, which is that's the time where it takes to digest these types of a food. So he says over here, usually we speak about 72 minutes for digesting the other types of foods. So he says over here, you don't have to make a new bracha on every single cup. It's already enough with one bracha, and that's going to exempt everything. However, though, on the first time when we're making the bracha, we have to have this in mind. So that means we have to have in mind the first time that we're making a bracha of shakol or mezonot or whatever that is that we're going to have, that we're having in mind all the food or drinks that we're having throughout this entire time frame. However, though, if it is that we went outside of the entrance of the Beit HaKnesset or the Beit HaMidrash, even if it is that we left people there, so and then afterwards we come back, we have to make a new bracha, because this is called the Shinui Makom for Sechadat. So that's what we've been speaking about in Luchot Berachot, which means, let's say some people, they want to take a breather. So they go outside of the Beit HaKnesset and then they come back inside. The second that they left the Beit HaKnesset, now when they come back inside, now they would have to make new berachot, whether it is for Mizanot, for Shakol, whatever it is. So therefore, you have in mind, if you're going to be here the entire time, the first bracha is exempting everything. But the second that you leave the Beit HaKnesset, now you would have to make new brachot for everything that you're going to eat or everything that you're going to drink.